Good morning. It's time for In the Green Outdoors with Carol Kelly and Gail Martin. Each week, the ladies will bring you planting and gardening ideas, tell you about native Ohio plants, prairies, and habitats. Great tips for everything in the green outdoors. This week with Gail Martin.
Good morning. This is Gail Martin coming to you with today's segment of In the Green Outdoors. Well, it's the time of year when we begin to see hummingbirds, and the sight of a hummingbird is always such a delight. Their mesmerizing flight, flashy feathers, and tiny size are so captivating. Who wouldn't be happy to see such an enchanting visitor? And I always delight in their return. Now, understanding a little bit of what brings them in can help you create a more welcoming setting for the next time a hummingbird decides to grace your garden. Our native plants, with the right features, offer the best support for native hummingbirds. And of course, the right features are features that meet the hummingbird's unique needs. The right colors, the right shapes, and of course, lots of nectar. Unlike other pollinators, hummingbirds don't rely heavily on the sense of smell to find nectar. Instead, their extremely keen eyesight helps them find what they need. Hummingbirds see color as well as, or better than humans, but they also see ultraviolet light, which really amps up the color intensity. Bright, saturated colors, rather than the sweet smell of nectar, tell them that food may be available. Hummingbirds hone in on bright reds, pinks, rich lavenders, and blue-colored flowers. Orange is also good, but they are less attracted to white and yellow blossoms. And although they don't visit them for nectar, the deep pink color of roses is always going to lure a hummingbird just to check it out. Flower shape is a very important feature if you want to attract hummingbirds. Tubular flowers with deep nectaries are required because hummingbirds have evolved in ways that allow them to access a tube-shaped opening. Their long beaks being the most obvious. Hummingbirds are able to reach deep in a flower with their beak, where they then lap at the nectar using their also long tongue. Their amazing hoverability allows them to fly in place while they feed. Now, the competition at tube-shaped flowers could be less than the competition at open-shaped flowers. That makes sense, because open-shaped flowers are easier to access, and they have a stronger aroma and attract numerous competing visitors at once. So plants like penstemons, liatris, lobelia, coral honeysuckle, monardas, and catchflies are all good examples of tubular-type flowers that are great for hummingbirds. Now, besides nectar from flowers, hummingbirds also eat small insects. Flowers such as New Jersey tea, yarrow, milkweeds, elderberry, and plants with flower clusters attract numerous ants and other small hummingbird-sized fare. The tiny hummingbird has a huge appetite, and it requires a great deal of fuel for its high metabolism and its zippy flight. So the average hummer eats about half its body weight in nectar and insects every day, feeding every 10 to 15 minutes throughout the day. Between meals, hummingbirds spend time perched in trees, overseeing their territory and basically resting from their rapid activity. Hummers often nest along the edge of wooded areas, and they can adapt to urban areas as long as there are some trees present. They like to perch on high branches rather than in dense shrubs. Vertical and layered growth consisting of trees, shrubs, and then perennials is best for a hummingbird. If trees or tall shrubs are not available, why not consider adding a trellis or a tall post as a perch? If you're planning a garden and you want hummingbirds, you need to think like a hummingbird and think native. Hummers are best adapted to our local native plants. And don't forget their need for a perch. Hummingbirds spend much of their time perched on dead branches and dead treetops, just resting or surveying their territory. Also, have patience. It takes time for native plants to grow and for the hummingbirds to find your garden, especially if you live in an urban area. Just make sure you create bountiful food supplies and plant big plant patches of each plant species for better foraging efficiency. Remember the need for water, because hummingbirds like to bathe, and they especially love dripping water, shallow creeks, and even garden sprinklers. And also remember to layer your plants. Have tall species, and make sure the hummingbirds are able to nest on the branches of those tall species, which will provide cover and escape from predators. And do try to stay chemical-free. Pesticides and insecticides kill the insect pollinators, but they also can harm hummingbirds. Hummingbirds eat the insects off flowers and those caught in the air. They also eat spiders and occasionally sap from your trees, especially from woodpecker drilling holes. If you minimize your use of pesticide, you ensure that insects are available for those hummingbirds. And be aware, just observe hummingbirds when you walk outside in nature. Notice the flowers that attract them and try to increase the abundance of those plants. Create hummingbird-friendly gardens at home, at school, in public parks, and help people learn more about hummingbirds and native plants. Remember, just keep your planting diverse and keep it showy. Plant a diversity of flowering species with lots of pollen and nectar to create a continual feast for the ruby-throated hummingbird. Flowers should bloom in your garden throughout the growing season, and make sure they're tubular. In conclusion, I would like to encourage you, build your own hummingbird garden, and if you build it, they will come. If you'd like to consult with me about what native plants are available for enhancing a planting for hummingbirds, you may call me at 419-688-9800 or email me at Gale, that's G-A-L-E, at nativesinharmony.com. This is Gale Martin from Natives in Harmony signing off.
And there's your show for the week. In the Green Outdoors is a production of WZMO Radio. The show airs Saturdays and Mondays right after the second cup at about 9:30 a.m. If you have a question or comment for Carol or Gail, you can email it to WZMO@roadrunner.com. Thank you for listening.